The time is now 8:37. The Appointments Committee comes to order. First up, acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting on February 6, 2023. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstain. And it's been brought to my attention that the one appointee on the docket for this evening, Ms. Chase, was unfortunately unable to attend. As you're familiar with our rules for all new appointments, we do require the appointee to be present. So we're going to hold this one and we will meet on this at our next meeting. So I'm going to ask that this be held to April 17th. And as there is no more business before the Appointments Committee, the Appointments Committee adjourns at 8:48. Oh, sorry. Can we move to hold?
Move to hold till April 17th.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And now, as there's no more business before the Appointments Committee, we adjourn at 8:39.
We're going to go back into the full council meeting, but let's take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back to the full council meeting. Thank you. Okay, we are now back into the full council meeting. For everyone following the agenda, we have done roll call. We've done general communications. We had the salute to the flag. The Potawatomi Community Association led us in that. We've done executive communications, and we've done acceptance of the minutes. So now we are moving on to number one, appointments requiring confirmation. Committee report, appointments.
The recommendation was to hold until April 17th.
Hold April 17th. Number two this evening is the consent calendar. First up is PCR 37-23, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bid 2023-411, 2024-006, 2024-007, 2024-008, 2024-016, 2024-010, 2023-073, 2023-408, 2023-367, 2024-005, 2023-055, 2023-007, 2024-019, 2023-416, 2024-018, 2023-366, 2023-413, 2023-008, and 2023-414. That concludes the bid package, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions or comments on the bid package? Okay. Next up is PCR 38-23, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
One moment. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
I believe we have an abatement totaling $1,256.16.
I concur.
All right.
Move favorable action.
And that amount, and seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on the abatements? Number three on under the consent calendar is PCR 39-23, a resolution relative to claims, community report, public safety. For action, Councilman Foley. We just need to get a second. You're moving it favorable. Second by Councilman Ricks and Councilman McElroy. Go ahead, Councilman Foley. And you got to go on the mic, please.
There you go. Other than that,
I'm all set.
Yeah. First claim is for Robert Bolt, PCR 39-23. First claim is for Robert Bolton in the amount of $300 for damage from a pothole. Second is Holly Brodeur, damage to a basketball hoop. favorable action in the amount of $279. And finally, a Frank Pate for hitting a pothole, $300.
Thank you. I believe the second claim is $279.99, correct?
If that's what you believe, yes, 99 cents.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the claims? Okay, any questions or comments on the consent calendar? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
Thank you, the consent passes. I believe an item has been taken off the consent calendar. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, formerly bid 2024-014, Reaccreditation Services, is now PCR 41-23. Committee recommends favorable action with amendment.
Okay, so can you make the amendment? We'll get a second, and then we'll have a discussion.
Committee moves favorable action with amendment.
And the amendment is?
The amendment is to increase the bid for from $3,000 from $10,000 to $13,000.
Okay, so it's to increase from $10,000 to $13,000.
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, seconded by...
Excuse me, Mr. President, which one are we on?
This is an item that was removed from the consent calendar.
Oh, okay.
2024-014, which is now PCR 41-23. It's been moved... the amendment has been moved. I need a second, then we can have further discussion. Do we have a second on the councilman's amendment? Second by Councilman Foley. Okay. Councilman Howe, can you just, what's the name of this? Just for further explanation.
Yes, Mr. President. The amendment for the, it's called Reaccreditation Services. Major Sullivan requests an additional $3,000 as this process is done every 4 years, and there are different elements added to the accreditation, which of course is mandatory. That's done, as I said, every 4 years. So to add on the additional accreditation evaluations, it increased from $10,000 to a total package of $13,000, therefore increasing the requested amount $3,000 to $13,000.
Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, do you have a motion as amended?
Move PCR 41-23 as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes favorable.
Thank you. The motion passes. Favorable estimate. We are now moving to the unfinished business on the agenda. First up is PCO 18-22, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Councilwoman Travis. And I believe we have an additional co-sponsor on this. Councilwoman Travis. Okay. Yes, there's an amendment on this, so it's favorable as amendment, and the solicitor will read the amendment, please.
Bart. If somebody wants to move the amendment as read into the record of the committee.
Move. So moved.
So a motion has been, you're making a motion to
read the amendment as recommended by committee.
Yeah, as it was read in the committee. So you want to move that. Second by Councilman McElroy. Okay, now do we have any discussions on the amendment? This was the one.
Okay. Happy to answer any questions. We did read it fully into the record. If there's any questions about the specifics behind it, happy to answer that at this time. I know everybody was present.
Thank you very much. Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Move PCO 18-22 as amended.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments on this at this time? Hearing none.
Mr. President, I'm so sorry. I just want to take this moment to thank Councilman Lattiser, thank our solicitor and the members of the body that co-sponsored this important legislation, as well as I'd like to also thank the administration for working with us to get this done and protect the citizens. Thank you.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
McAllister.
Yes.
Foley.
Yes.
Gephardt.
Yes. Yes.
Lattiser.
Yes.
McElroy.
Yes.
Ritz.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Thank you. As amended passes, and congratulations to Councilman Howe and Councilman Lattiser. First passage. Next up is PCR 24-23, which is now 2023-88, repairs to E13, committee report finance.
Hold till April 17th.
Hold to April 17th. Number three this evening is PCR 31-23, committee report public safety.
Recommend unfavorable action.
Okay, for action, Councilman Foley.
Move unfavorable action for the claim for Angela Toljan.
Second by Councilman Ricks.
Point of order. Mm-hmm. And I hate to spring this on Councilman Foley. Unfortunately, due to the Open Meetings Act and us being on the same committee, I was not able to bring this to his attention earlier. In a brief recess between committee meetings, following the public safety meeting, Ms. Toljan approached me while I was in the back, and she advised me that she had been present, but had not heard us call her name. By that time, we were, let's see, the Intergovernmental Committee had begun convening, and so since then, she has left. I would suggest holding the matter.
I'll take a motion. We make a motion to hold.
So moved.
A motion to hold by Councilman Ricks, second by Councilman McElroy. Do you have a date, Councilman?
I would suggest April 17th.
April 17th. All those in favor of holding this to April 17th, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Abstentions. Hold until April 17th. Thank you for the information, sir. Next up, we're moving to new business. First up is PCO 9-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCO 9-23.
Second by Councilwoman Travis. Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCO 9-23? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Motion passes. Next up is PCO 10-23, committee report ordinance. For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCO 10-23 that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes for that.
Thank you. First passage. Next up is PCR 33-23, committee report public safety.
Request. Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 33-23.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCR 33-23 that were not asked earlier this evening in public safety? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 35-23, Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening on PCR 35-23?
There we go.
Whoa.
Somebody trying to send me a message.
Someone saw a technical.
Somebody saw his hand come up and put the lights out.
Even if you turn the lights off, we still got a call on him. So. Councilman Lattison.
I've been beat up before. Seriously, we've heard a ton of comments and conversation regarding this matter this evening. Things that concern me, in addition to what I've already stated, is the fact that we're told numerous times this evening, wait for the budget, wait for the budget, when you see the budget. And I'm kind of feeling like I felt when we had to vote on the schools. And 2 weeks after we voted on those, we, the voters, things changed. And we're holding a bag. I'm concerned that the decision, and you heard it stated numerous times this evening, that the council is going to make the decision about this when the budget comes, when you set the tax rate. The council is going to set the tax rate. I've been on this council for 11 years, 10 budgets. I've never seen the city council vote anything different than what was suggested by the administration for a tax rate. I've never seen the city council, we made an amendment. We made amendments, right? I'm concerned with that because if this comes back to us this year or next year, and that tax rate has changed and is flip-flopped, you're going to want to make that change? Are you going to want to make the adjustment that's necessary? So this is being put on to the city council again that we have to make that decision. Because we don't have all of the facts, and because we don't have all the information, and because it's been said to us and the members of the public, the business community, wait till we get the budget. Wait till we get the budget. You deal with it at the budget. Then I would like to make a different motion to hold this item until we get the budget. And when we get the budget, which is sometime in May, then we can make a decision. Once we have all the information, once we know what the budget looks like, right now we don't have it. The argument perhaps would be...
Councilman, you made a motion, so we got to get a second, then we can do discussion. So,
We already had a second.
Not to hold.
Oh, no. Okay. So,
we have a motion on the floor, which has been moved and seconded, which is favorable action.
So what happens as far as my motion to hold?
When would you would like to make a motion to hold until?
I would like to make a motion to hold PCR 3523 until we get the budget.
We need like a vote.
Let's, for the sake of the motion, let's say May 8th. Is that acceptable, Councilman?
As long as, when does the administration get us the budget? Mr. Bruce Kaiser's here, director's here, chief staff, whatever.
The hearings are set before the council the week of May 20th. I think they're 23rd, 24th, if possible. May 25th as well, if you need that extra night. I think the concern would be, Councilman, I think Neil spoke to this as well. As we all know what the General Assembly's schedule is.
Director, we need to get a second before we can have a discussion.
Okay.
We're just looking for a motion to hold, but we need a date so we can then get a second.
May 25th.
The May 8th meeting would be the last.
June 1st, right?
Councilman, the May 8th meeting would be the last meeting prior to budget hearings.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the budget. He just told you, we're not going to get the budget till May 20-something.
Okay.
That's when we have budget hearings.
Yeah.
You can make it whatever date you want.
Right?
You just make the motion, we'll get a second.
We have to set the budget by June 1st, right? Okay. So I make a motion to hold it until May 25th. At that time,
okay, do we have a second to the motion to hold so we can have a discussion? Do we have a second, the motion to hold to the May 25th? The motion fails. There's no second. See, okay. Councilman, you still have the floor?
No, I'm done. You know, if you're not willing to get all the information before we make a vote, what's the point of having any more conversation? Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Sanafi.
So the only reason I didn't second is because I'm curious, because my understanding was from Neil is that they're not going to know in time anyway regarding whether or not this passes the General Assembly for the purposes of sending out the notice for residents. So from that perspective, it seems holding wouldn't be necessarily a problem. And at the same time, I'm not entirely sure what, if anything, could change based on what Neil was saying, given that he said he's already run through everything, and Neil's always been very transparent with everyone, and Jeremy knows firsthand with the tax commission, he's sat there for hours. And Neil is very upfront and open with people, even when he's telling them things they don't want to hear. So I'm somewhat torn. I'm finding it hard to find a reason to hold other than for the sake of holding it, especially given that we will be around for the budget hearings, at which point we can make sure the stated concerns don't come to fruition, because I think what many people forget is that we all live and work, and most of us, actually, all of us, a good chunk of us, either ourselves or our families own a small business. So we are not immune to the consequences of this by any means. And I for one, have no intention of letting anything come to pass where the small businesses take a disproportionate of the harm that may come or may not come, hopefully may not. Furthermore, this administration has been pretty consistent when it comes to taxes as far as their claims. They claimed 2 years in a row what they would do with taxes, and nobody believed them. And then they did exactly what they said they would do. So I don't think it's fair or reasonable to start now saying we don't trust them to do what they said they're going to do, given that they've proved us wrong 2 years in a row. And it's not just proved us wrong, that makes it sound like it's minor. Warwick went and saw tax raises for decades without stopping, no sign of it whatsoever, and out of nowhere, all of a sudden now we have no taxes going up. 2 years in a row, which is almost unheard of for us. So I'm not willing to cry foul until such as attempted, or even looks like it's being attempted. As of now, everything indicates nothing but positive intentions. And if that changes, we're all here. And I don't particularly care what prior councils did or didn't do. I know what way Councilman Lattiser would vote if these speculative fears came to pass. I know which way I would vote. And I could at least guess the way many of my colleagues would vote. So I'm not particularly worried. So at that being the case, that's why I didn't second to hold. That's why I don't feel the need to make a motion to hold. And that's why I'm okay with this resolution passing. And frankly, I didn't bring it up during the committee because some of the attendees, one in particular, were being rude for no reason. So I figured I'd get this out now.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like just to clarify something that Councilman Lattiser said. Because it is now
sealed to this resolution. We as a council did not vote for the schools. We voted to allow the citizens to vote for the schools. There's a big difference. And now that the voters said they would like to see schools, we are now moving into that next step. So one has nothing to do with the other. And that leads me to the next point. I found it interesting that some speakers showed up, some are regulars that come in and enjoy personal attacks, but they get an email and they stated, I received an email that said, and I think that I want to commend the administration and Mr. Dupuy for clarifying and stating clearly what this resolution does. If you will, it's another valve added to a pipe of many operating valves that goes to the main water main. It's yet just another valve to protect the citizens and to look out for the city of Warwick. It's something that has been utilized. And as I believe that needs to be clarified that Mr. Dupuy said, it is not just because we passed this, this is the same thing as the school. We are therefore telling the General Assembly, yes, please vote on this. Use all your resources, which are much more than the city of Warwick's, but use your resources on your recommendations to authorize this valve if it must be used in the future to do our, when we work in our budget. So it has to be passed by the state. So with that said, I found it very interesting that people, and it's unfortunate because I remember some years ago, people came in and they were terrified, and senior citizens especially got the email from the same individual who stopped chasing rescues and fire trucks and said that the senior citizens were going to get kicked out of their houses and the evaluations are going to come and everyone's going to be kicked out and everyone's going to, you know, lose their house and the evaluation's going to go through the roof. And if I remember correctly, I think over the last 4 years, there's been a zero tax hike. This is the fair tactics that is done with a new Facebook page with the same characters. And it's unfortunate that it really brought out a lot of small businesses who were here mainly concerned about their businesses and maintaining a business. And the majority of the speakers were just politically agenda driven or just personally agenda driven. So, I will support this because I think the administration, as Councilman Sinapi said, has proven that they are, you know, willing to go the extra mile to protect the citizens. And this council, every member on this council, all nine of us as citizens and taxpayers in this city, who have family members and loved ones who also pay taxes and work very hard and take time away from our families. We also are expecting the same diligence. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
What can I say? With this... Very funny.
I'm sorry.
I asked, and I got an answer, I suppose, from my colleague. Anyways, getting back to the point. We're going through some very difficult times. A little bit of levity is appreciated, but I think that we can all take a look at the trends. It's not just locally, it's nationally. This is a very unusual phenomenon. There are a lot of houses that the same house, if it was up on the market in 2018 versus if it was up on the market last year, and I know taxes are 6 months in arrears, and so valuation dates of these revals are December 31, 2018. Which is currently in place up until this next reval comes through, and that one would be December 31, 2022. In that span of 4 years, I think it's fair to say that a lot of houses that were valued at $200,000 are now at more like $300,000, a 50% jump. Who lives in those houses that were valued at 200 grand about 4 years ago. Well, they're generally speaking people who can least afford a shock. We're concerned about a shock to businesses. That's a valid concern. We don't want to have a tax shock on small businesses or any businesses, really. But we also don't want to have a shock on those folks who are the most vulnerable. I think that the way that the word got out about this, the way that this resolution was characterized, was done in a way that led people to have a fear that this is something that it isn't. This isn't about increasing taxes on the businesses, small businesses, large or otherwise. This is about trying to maintain some stability so that those folks who are the very most vulnerable don't get that shock. It's not about shifting this burden so that there's a shock to the small businesses or any sort of business. The intended result of all of this is to give us a tool to mitigate what I think we all see coming is going to be a huge shock to those people whose houses went up 50% in value because they started relatively low and now they're going to be significantly higher. Folks who are on Social Security, fixed incomes, retired. Folks who, you know, maybe they're not retired. Some of them, we're talking young families, perhaps multiple kids. Folks who are, you know, not pulling in $100,000 a year, but rather folks who are below the median income in the city, who are buying those below median value houses. Let's not forget about renters. Renters have had it really bad in recent years. And so if we see taxes take a big jump on these lower value houses, well, guess what landlords are going to do? Pass that cost along to the tenants. Another shock to the system that the most vulnerable don't need. So I would stress that while a lot of the comments we heard this evening are about preventing a shock to the business community, that's really not what this tool would do. This is a tool that would allow the city to strike that balance, try to keep things a little bit more stable for the business community, and likewise try to keep things a little bit more stable for all of those homeowners, all of those renters. It's nothing really more than that. So I won't take up more time with those comments. I'm in favor of this, and I think that this is a tool that can be used by this city council, can be used wisely whenever the city council has its budget hearings. And every single time that this city council considers using this tool, we will have those public hearings, and we will hear from the public who can hold us responsible at that time. And we will, of course, be insisting that we have all that data before we take a vote on the tax rate. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to agree with Councilman Ricks about proper value going up. No one would ever think that Oakland Beach would have whole houses that are over $400,000. And that's what we're dealing with now, and it's unbelievable. Also, if you ride around, though, you'll see a lot of Massachusetts plates there. And it's just taking over the neighborhood. Not only the high prices, but the, you know, out-of-town people coming to get closer to the water view or whatever reason they're using. But that makes it hard. And I do agree with people. We all have members maybe of our family that have small businesses, so we don't want to hurt anybody. You know, either side, we want to kind of balance it out like the administration says. To get back to the budget part, though, Mr. Kaiser, we mentioned that the budget hearings would be on the 25th, but basically, don't we get the budget 10 days before?
Yes, you do.
All right, so we'll be getting it around the 15th. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from anyone who hasn't spoken yet? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a quick comment. So I want to be certain that everyone is clear that I was not suggesting, implying, or stating that I did not trust Mr. Dupuis. Quite the contrary. I have worked with him often over the years that he's been here. He has been very upfront, and I have a great respect for the work that he has done. He's done an amazing job at bringing these abatements down to next to zero. So there was no implication on my part or insinuation on my part of a distrust. You've heard me call for information countless amounts of times on this city council. And that's what I was doing this evening, looking for all the information that I need. You all speak for yourself what I need and what I'd like to see in making a decision. Just because I disagree with someone does not mean I disrespect someone or I don't trust someone. There's a big difference. As an elected official, I have a right to disagree. It has nothing to do with lack of trust or disrespect. I feel, given the conversations that we had this evening, it would be important for us to see the actual budget and get a good sense as to where all of this was going. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, this has been moved and favorable, so the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 35-23. Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. Next up is PCR 36-23, Committee Report, Public Safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on PCR 36-23 that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. Referral and advertising is PCO 11-23, a zone change, JMR Properties. Next up, we're moving to unanimous consent. So there's going to be two steps in this. Before us is PCR 40-23, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation amending state laws that provide for increased school housing aid for certain school projects to extend the deadlines for commencement and completion of such projects by 1 year. So the first, what we have to do is on unanimous consent. Are there any members of the council objecting to hear PCR 40-23 at this time? Are there any members of the council? Okay, there has been no objection, so we will now hear PCR 40-23. I docketed this on behalf of the mayor. What this entails is we are looking to do a resolution to the General Assembly asking that they will give us some additional time on the RIDE deadlines of when we need to start construction on the schools, the school bond, the 350 school bonds, $1 million school bonds, excuse me, and then when they needed to be completed by. So if we're going to ask for an extension in the start, we also need it on the back end. So that is all that this asks for. This is a RIDE requirement. It has to do with the reimbursement. So what we are asking them to do at this time is only to extend those deadlines. So we would have an extra year to decide if the city of Warwick is going to move forward on this or not, and still be able to take advantage of those RIDE reimbursements. So it's not a motion to vote on the schools or anything like that at this time. This is just relating to the ride guidelines that are outlined right now of when we would need to start and when we would need to complete. So that's the case. I need someone to move it and get a second, and then we can have discussion. Councilman Howe?
I'd like to move favorable action on PCR 40-23.
Thank you. And second by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments? And we will also take questions from members of the public after the council gets to talk, because this was not in committee. So, Councilman Ricks.
More of a, I'll try to keep it brief, comment. It's my understanding, and I'll look for clarification from the council solicitor, that this resolution, if the General Assembly were to act on it, does not require us to delay this project by 1 year. Instead, it's giving us some additional time, flexibility, make sure that we're making sure that all of the numbers are adding up. But then, if we in the city, I'm talking the school building committee, the school committee, and then the city council going through all of the normal processes, decide that, yes, we want to move forward, then we're not, this legislation would not cause us to be delaying.
Correct, Councilman. This is a resolution that is merely asking the state to give us more time to complete all steps. The actual determination of what and when those steps would be done is a separate process. This is just saying, for the sake of us getting that state reimbursement and that state money, we want as much, we were requesting that they provide an extra year worth of time for us to meet the benchmarks that would require us to get that reimbursement. So yes, you're correct.
Thank you, Councilman. Excellent point. So thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Of course, this is first time that I'm looking at this right now, actually. On page 4, line 15, it says, well, we'll start with 14, the latter part of it. It says, so long as the construction of the project commences by December 30th, 24, is completed by December 30th, 2029, and a $250 million general obligation bond is approved on the November 2019 ballot. So this is basically just boilerplate information that has
so the,
been there right along?
Councilman, this was one drafted by bond council, and the recommended changes. And what it's saying is that pot of money that we're getting reimbursed from that the voters of the state has already approved, we're changing that so that if the funds are coming from that pool of capital that's already authorized, and there was a separate bond that followed another one, we're making sure that regardless of where that, which pot of money it's coming from, we're making sure that the benchmarks are the same for us.
So all the terms and conditions, reimbursement up to 52%, what it qualifies, what it doesn't qualify, et cetera, nothing changes. Other than we're requesting the General Assembly to give us an additional year to put a shovel in the ground.
And to complete. Two different benchmarks,
right.
But yes, an extra year to begin. When in that window is it discretion of a separate body?
So it's also my understanding, I think I misspoke when I just said shovel in the ground. I think initially, if I remember this correctly, that the school department had until the end of December to approve a construction process, not necessarily have a shovel in the ground. Is that correct?
The language that we're working with here is, and the standards that we're meeting is commence the project. And we're not changing what that standard is.
Okay.
It's the standard right now is we need to commence the project by December 30th of 2023. This would allow an extra year for us to meet the commencement standards without changing what those standards are.
So commence the project does not necessarily mean that we have to have a shovel in the ground and actually stop construction. Commencing the project could be approving to move forward.
It
Is that?
Without, it's to meet the ride standards of commencement, which has been viewed or described as a shovel in the ground of sorts to begin the project. But there's more comprehensive standards that ride has as part of determining that commencement date, mm-hmm. The commencement of the project. This does not change any standard other than the timing of when we will be judged as to having met the standards or not.
So the only thing we're voting on tonight is to extend the start date and the completion date by 1 year. Nothing else. Zero. Nothing. Nada.
We are asking the General Assembly to give us an additional window of time due to the unique circumstances that the construction industry is currently in.
And if that should pass, if for a whole host of reasons that the City Council should decide not to approve the drawdown of the bond, we will still have that option to do so.
Correct. This does not initiate, delay, or deny the issuances of the project. What this does is extend the window of time that we could get reimbursement if the General Assembly decided it was so appropriate.
So in other words, we can still vote no on the drawdown.
The future okay. decisions of what to do and when to do it would still be in this body's control.
That's in my simple terms. We still can vote no. Thank you.
All set?
Give me a few more minutes and I could certainly find some other things, like I say.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, this was not heard in committee, so I do want to give an opportunity if there's any members of the public here that would like to speak on 40-23. Darlene, the mic might be off, so you might have to turn it on.
Hello. Darlene Netko, lifelong resident of Warwick. A graduate of Warwick Public Schools. I went to Greenwood, Windman, and Tollgate. Graduated in 1984 from Tollgate. I've been teaching English since 1988. 33 of those 35 years here in Warwick. I'm a homeowner, taxpayer, and my family owns a small business here in Warwick. And I'm also president of the Warwick Teachers Union. And obviously, I am in support of this resolution to give the city more time to meet the standards and to still receive our 52% reimbursement, 52.7 or 8% reimbursement for the schools. Just a reminder, the citizens of Warwick voted to put forth a $350 million bond to build two new high schools. The citizens of Warwick did that because they recognize that our current high schools are woefully inadequate to educate the children of Warwick in 21st century learning. I know people call that out as a buzzword, but what 21st century learning means, even something as simple as having enough electrical capacity in the building to sustain modern technology. Right now, Pilgrim High School cannot be upgraded anymore. There can't be any more electrical panels added, and Tollgate is this far away from being there. I could take you on a tour of what the B3 floor, the book room closet for English looks like with all of the wires, the spaghetti hanging out of the little glass boxes that they keep erecting to try to contain it. It's a regularly 130 degrees in that room. That can't be good for wiring. The buildings, Tollgate should never have been opened as a school. It has rooms. I teach in one of them. No windows. I mean, these schools need to be replaced. And our kids deserve a proper learning environment. So there shouldn't be any question, since the voters voted for this, that these projects will move forward. This current resolution before you gives time to meet the standards for commencement, whether that's a shovel in the ground or plans voted on or an architect and consultant in place. At one point, I heard the city was looking to hire its own consultant to check the numbers coming from the school department. I don't know where the city is with that process, but I do know that city leaders met with RIDE and the school department, and at a certain point, this needs to go forward. Other cities and towns are moving projects forward. The state, as was just referenced in the language of this resolution, the state has already passed two bonds for construction reimbursement for schools. Warwick tax dollars are going to the state of Rhode Island, and the state of Rhode Island will be giving those tax dollars to other cities and towns. So our Warwick money will go to Pawtucket or Newport or Cranston or wherever else new schools are being built. And meanwhile, Warwick will sit here with aging, disintegrating schools. So the voters voted. The city needs to move forward. If this resolution helps to do that, please pass it, and let's get these new schools built as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak at this time? Any other members of the public? Okay, hearing none. Are there any other comments from members of the council? Okay, it has been moved and seconded for favorable action, so the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 40-23.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snapping? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Thank you. The motion passes. We are now in Ward 1. Anything on the docket under unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President.
No. Under unanimous consent?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not on unanimous consent. I'm sorry. Pass.
Okay. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving to docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1. Anything to docket at this time?
Pass.
Ward 2.
One item. So this is a very tentative title until the Tax Relief Commission comes up with its recommendations. Tentative title, resolution for hearing and action relative to recommendations of the Tax Relief Commission.
Finance Committee. Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President, an ordinance, a resolution amending the city ordinance, section 64-6, military time for city employees.
Ordinance committee.
Thank you.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Oh, actually, I have one. Docket?
Pass.
Ward 9?
Yeah, I have two. The first is an ordinance. An ordinance to dissolve the alarm review panel and enable the Warwick Police Department to administer the duties and responsibilities currently performed by the panel. Yes, you may.
Well, I think I know who's on that panel.
The second is a resolution. A resolution to the City Finance Department to explore and provide a report on potential cost savings through consolidation of services between the city and the school department and between the city and other municipalities.
Finance Committee. And I do have one to docket. I'm just pulling it up here real quick. This would be a resolution in support of a Clerks Association bill to the General Assembly, Intergov. And there is no business before us, any more business before us, so we adjourn. Thank you.